The constant. For me, the key to handling those first stages of this great abyss without completely losing my mind was actually quite simple, but it's so easily and often overlooked. The key was, and still is, being aware of what I deem the constant. Being aware of the constant requires taking a full account of what your reality actually is, not what it appears to be. You will need to function as an observer of the situation instead of being defined by the situation. I believe this is part of what Jesus is talking about in Matthew 6:25-33. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I love the fact that Jesus not only reminds us about his care for us, but that he also asks us to change our focus in practical ways to respond to that care. Jesus tells us not to worry because he sees the big picture. No matter what condition we face, that circumstance is not the whole story or the big picture. There is a much larger context and reality, the constant, that exists beyond what's right in front of us. The constant is accurate and trustworthy, while the condition is just a piece of the story and always provisional. The constant is permanent, the condition is temporary. Taking a snapshot of a mountain cannot adequately capture the scope and majesty of the beauty surrounding it. In the same way, our current condition cannot possibly represent our entire reality. Yet God always knows our entire reality. He offers us the constant, his truth and viewpoint. He is never surprised or caught off guard, even when the world seems to have turned upside down and landed on you. Jesus ends this teaching with a profound closer. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. Let's be honest. The condition is often a lie. It's the tale we tell ourselves. It's the story the enemy tells us. Remember those movie scenes when the hero is being chased and runs into a dead-end wall? We have no idea how he'll escape. Then the camera angle changes and we see the circumstance differently. There's a hidden lever or some other apparatus to provide safe passage. That's how I grew to see my condition. My wall, my dead end, just like yours, is seldom what it seems to be. If we change our perspective, we'll see a new path right in front of us. Yes, the giant barrier is actually there, but so is the way out. The condition does not define or trap us.